Stephen, it's something that the guards are seriously looking at now. There is a growing concern that people may be using the Republic of Ireland as a backdoor for permission to live in the United Kingdom.
Absolutely. I mean, this concern, it's not anything new. It's something that the Gardaí have been aware of for some time. And in relation to this incident in London, where you had that terrible atrocity of one of those attackers, one of the three men who were involved in that, the shocking incident, did live in Dublin. He came here, the Gardaí believe, in 2011. He married a UK national lady in 28th of November 2012. And what the guards are looking at the moment is that they don't think that he was here to radicalise people, or he was even radicalised himself in Dublin. They think he was here to try and obtain EU family treaty rights, which it's different in Ireland, because when you have like a UK national in the UK who wishes to marry someone from a non-EU country, they have to be earning a certain amount of money. That's not the case in Dublin here. There's no threshold, so they believe that his UK wife came here to Ireland in 2012, the couple married, and thereby obtaining the EU family treaty rights, and that would have enabled him to move freely across Europe in all the EU member states. So this is about an immigration investigation now from the Gardaí, although you do have the Counter-Terrorism International Unit involved as well. So they're just trying to get a background and build a picture of this man's movements here, his associates, and just what he was up to before he left Ireland.
There's no suggestion, actually, that it was a marriage of convenience, even though his wife and him have since separated.
Yeah, they have separated. We believe that they met in Manchester in 2009, and then they did come to Ireland in 2012. They did marry. They did spend a number of years here, only just last year, and when they returned to England. But in that time, like the couple have a child as well, a 17-month-old baby. And they are now estranged, because some of our colleagues in London spoke to neighbours of his estranged wife, and they did say that he was very radical and very extremist in his views, and he was trying to prevent his daughter from going to any dance classes, from watching TV when she was older. So there were definitely concerns there. And even if you had his wife here expressing solidarity with the victims of the Manchester attacks. So it's all about him and about his background and about his motivations and his associates.
Now, this guy, Rachid Ridoni, are people in Dublin familiar with him? Have you been speaking to anyone who would have known mm-hmm. him in Dublin? Are people mm-hmm. worried about their flats being raided in Dublin because they may have mm-hmm. been in his company?
You see, that's part of the Gardaí's overall investigation here, and they are working closely with the Metropolitan Police in London. Now, the Gardaí didn't even know this guy when he was here. He wasn't on their radar. I mean, he wasn't even under the MI5's radar in England. So, but we looked at his marriage certificate in Dublin, and there are people on that certificate who witnessed the marriage. So Gardaí are trying to track those people down at the moment. He did say that he was a pastry chef. During his time here, that was his occupation. But the guards are a bit concerned that that may have been just something that he put down just to pass himself off. But they're trying to establish his movements. They're trying to establish his associates. Now, the place where he was staying in Rathmines was a rented accommodation, so I'm sure they'll be speaking to the landlord. So it's all about him and his background. And I suppose any intelligence that they can gather here, they'll just pass on to the UK authorities, and it's part of the overall investigation. But it's a huge investigation, and a number of meetings were held yesterday and also this morning as well. So they'll just, whatever they can gather, they'll pass on to authorities in the UK.
Stephen, just one other thing before you go. There is an excellent story in The Sun today about the Millwall supporter who took them on and fought with them, and he was using an expletive, telling them to get lost as he shouted, "I am Millwall." And he got stabbed 8 times, but he managed to put the boot into them and to keep them back from stabbing other people. And there's a call for him to be given a George Cross, actually, across in England. There's some great examples in the paper this morning of heroic deeds by individuals.
this is what we see all the time, Frank, and even in Manchester as well. You know, you have people, you had that homeless man who rushed to the aid of people who were injured and seriously hurt there. And then in the other examples here in London at the weekend, you had the restaurant owner trying to close the door. You had another karate expert, you know, confronting these guys. And it just shows you that in times of great evil, you know, you have ordinary members of the public who just try their best and just respond in the most bravest way to try and protect their fellow citizens. And I think they should be awarded. You know, you have it in the north, or we have it here as well, where there are people recognised for extreme examples of bravery. And this is definitely one example where this individual, this football fan, has put his life on the line, basically to protect other citizens from a terrifying incident. So he deserves all the credit he gets.
Stephen, thank you very much. Stephen Breen from the Irish Sun. It is 24 minutes past 10. It's an uplifting story. If you get a copy of today's Sun, the story of the Millwall supporter. And you know, they come in for a lot of stick, Millwall fans, but this guy was brave and way beyond the call of duty, protecting others while they were escaping, standing toe to toe with the guys with the machetes. And you know, what can you do? Only praise to high heaven, people like that.